Blog Talk Radio.
All roads lead to Gary, Indiana for the second annual Black Wall Street USA National Convention, October 21st through October 23rd at the Genesis Convention Center in downtown Gary, Indiana. Join us in our efforts to make Black Wall Street districts in the U.S. vital, clean, safe, and attractive business districts for employers, the community, and visitors. Listen to Black Wall Street USA Radio each Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our national website. Our theme this year is Make Me a World. To register, visit www.blackwallstreetdistrict.com. That's blackwallstreetdistrict.com. Join us today and touch the world.
Afrofusion knocking. Chi-Town keep rocking. D-Money Midwest, let's go.
I did go to Chicago every third Saturday. When my DJ, they turn me on to good, good music. So this one day I day town, I try to keep my head down low. But the harder I try, so the more of the artists sing. They like to shine out, eh? God, they don't do them. They don't be quench them, eh? They don't slap, eh? Eh, eh, motivate me, eh? Motivate me. Motivate me, yeah. Motivate me, yeah. Motivate me, yeah. Motivate me, yeah. I run from the Midwest, I come go East Coast, where the people then yap, but like all of our rainbow. So this one day I go out town to try to keep my head down low. But the harder I try, want the more of your system. The light is shining out, eh? The people don't see them. They don't be quench them, eh? My God, they don't do them, eh? Eh, eh, motivate me, eh? Motivate me, eh? Motivate me, eh? What you get every day? I did throw a salute, so you go buy my grace too. Now so we they do, I'm the man, I'm the big and the sweet and mellow. Green, white, green, I did rap from well. Now Midwest I did, but sometimes I did rock in my black and yellow. I did throw a salute, so you go buy my clothes too. Now so we they do, I'm the man, I'm the big and the sweet and mellow. Green, white, green, I did rock some well. Now Midwest I did, but sometimes I did rock in my black and yellow. Black and yellow. Black and yellow. Black and yellow. Black and yellow.
Welcome to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. I'm your host for this evening, Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com and author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, Book 1, 2010, available on Amazon.com. That was CBBN member Omo Go Reloaded, opening up the show. You can listen to all of his hits right on his show page on CBBN. That's what we do. We feature our members on our shows, on our website, on our Facebook. That's what we do. Tonight's show is a special jobs broadcast, and the guest is a member of CBBN. We've invited Mr. Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events, to be part of this broadcast. ETS Events and CBBN hosted a job and resource fair on Wednesday in a community collaboration with Fernwood United Methodist Church with the support of Dr. Reverend Albert Sampson and Ms. Dorothy Jenkins of MAARN. And we want to thank them. We want them to know that we appreciate their support. And you're going to hear and see and experience many more of these community collaborations with us. This is part of our mission to support our member businesses and to do what we can to grow with them to the next level of success. That's part of our mission statement. Stanley Martin is going to share his experience in hosting these job fairs. That's not his first one. He's been all around town, and he's going to do it again. He's going to tell you and me how we can best take advantage of our resources at hand at these job fairs. And when we're out looking for jobs, 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 jobs is on the minds of everyone, on the mind of the nation today. First, you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477, and we want you to use that number if you have some employment opportunities to share with our listeners. These shows are going to be played in archives, so people will get a chance to hear them at their convenience, and you never know when you may connect with the right person. You just may be the perfect match. It may be the job that they're looking for. It may be the right moment that they're listening to it. It may be exactly what they need at this point in their life. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Press the number 1 because we know that you can make a difference. If you'd like to speak to our guests or if you have a question or comment, press the number 1. That lets us know that you want our attention, that you want to be on the air, that you're ready to speak, that you got something to say. Before we move on with our interview with Mr. Martin, let's take a few minutes to share some of the upcoming news and events going on with CBBN. Everyone knows, everybody knows that Chicago's Black Business Network.com and Blog Talk Radio, CBBN, is dedicated to Mayor Harold Washington. Well. We're going to take that dedication to the next level. We're inviting you to be part of this historical testimonial DVD set, Remembering Harold Washington, The People's Testimony. This is going to be an ongoing project for CBBN and the South Street Journal. With your ad placement in the South Street Journal, you will be invited to share your experiences, your memories, and your thoughts on the Harold Washington era. Even if you never met him, we know that you have some insight as to what you felt during that era. There may never be another Harold for our people. Let's work together and share his legacy with generations to come. Your video presentation will include the sharing of your memories of Harold Washington, a brief promotion of your business, product, or service, and the placement of your ad in the South Street Journal. 1/8 of a page to a full-page ad is available and will include your photo and 500 words or less of your printed testimony. You will receive a copy of the completed DVD and this memorable edition of the South Street Journal. And if it is more affordable for you, you can acquire a business card ad, and that will ensure your conclusion in the DVD set. Spaces are limited. Call today for details and rates, 312-239-8835. You should send a photo, ad copy, and text testimony directly to ssjadv@aol.com, ssjadv@aol.com. If you visit Chicago's Black Business Network.com or if you visit my page on Facebook, you will see all of this information. If you look on the events section on my Facebook page, Chicago's Black Business Network, you will see all the details and the telephone numbers and everything, all the instructions, everything you need to do. When we say that this is an ongoing project, that's what we mean, but I don't mean forever. We set a limit on the number of testimonies and want you to know that this is leading to a greater project. Next year, 2012, we will be releasing the documentary, Remembering Harold Washington, The History of a Chicago Man, and some of the testimonials will be used in that documentary. We are not promising that everyone will appear, but we will weave the story using many of your stories from this special promotion. So we want you to come over and be a part of making your own history. How do you remember Harold Washington? You tell us. Call us today, 312-239-8835, 312-239-8835, to reserve your place in history. We are very excited about this project, and we want you to get excited about it. Also, please spread the word. I want to remind you to listen to Black Wall Street USA every Thursday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Ron Carter, chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago and publisher of SSJ, is the host for that show. And we've been on the air more than a year, and we invite you to be our guest or a listener. That's right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/CBBN. You may also listen to our shows by visiting our show page at BlackWallStreetDistrict.com. That's our national website for Black Wall Street. Want to remind you to register online at Black Wall Street District for the second Black Wall Street National Convention, October 16th through the 21st in Gary, Indiana, at the Genesis Center. All the information is right there at BlackWallStreetDistrict.com. Our shows, Black Wall Street USA, our shows are rebroadcast every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at www.wjpcchicago.com. That's WJPCChicago.com. And that's one of the major reasons that we invite our members to come on these shows and be a part of these shows. We use Blog Talk Radio as a recording tool, and then WJCP, who has thousands upon thousands of listeners, picks up our shows. And that's where you get your advertising money at. It just goes right on through, and we get some good listenership over there on Saturday morning. So you need to come over and be a part of what we do. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back with our guest for this special jobs broadcast, Anything About Jobs is Special, with Mr. Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events. I didn't even have coffee today. CEO of ETS Events. I'm your host, Sonia Cassandra Perdue. We want you to stay with us. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Eyamuto ayowe. Wande na tondi no, eyamuto. Nde na kiye no e, eyamuto. Tono si banga ba wenge, kena saka mulema. Wande na tondi no, eyamuto. Wande na kiye no e, eyamuto. Tono si choma ba wenge, kena suma mulema. Hey amuto, natoniwa eh oh. Oh amuto nakiyewa eh oh. Hey amuto natoniwa eh oh. Oh amuto nakiyewa eh oh. am bana wedi. I am bana taka mule mamwa mumene no song yamba di bum bum nyamene. I am bana wedi. I am bana taka mule mamwa mumene no song yamba di bum bum nyamene. Toma mi sario si ma we ambanze di.
Aye, I am bao.
Tona onde na malario si ma si se yamba bebe.
Aye, I am bao.
Tona onde na yuyu o si ma we ambanze di.
Aye, I am bao.
Aye mba, aye mba, aye mba, nuni muna wo.
Aye, I am bao.
Tona koma mi sario si ma we ambanze di.
Aye, I am bao.
Si ma si se yamba bebe.
Aye, I am bao.
Aye mba, aye mba, aye mba, nuni muna wo.
Aye, I am bao. Aye, I am bao.
Tona koma mi kari o si ma we yamba jesi.
Aye, I am bao.
Aye mba, aye mba, aye mba, nuni muna wo.
You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This is Sonya Perdue, your host for this evening. You know, radio, and it must happen in TV too, and all of it is more than strange. Now, you know this is an internet-based radio show, so what happens right in the middle of the song? My internet goes down, but I'm coming back up. Mr. Martin, stay on the line. Now, we have to... Just like in any other situation, we have to get through these situations. But as I punch all of these buttons and juggle all of these things at one time, let me just tell you a little bit about Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Chicago's Black Business Network.com was formed in 2008. And it started off, strangely enough, well, maybe not strangely enough, as a tool for me to get referrals for my real estate business because I was a loan officer at that time. But, you know, as of right now, the market has done a flip-flop, and it hasn't totally come back. I do believe in 5 years it will. Now, as I push these buttons and everything, let me tell you about how it started growing. It started growing person by person, one by one, 10 by 20, 30 by 40, and so it's almost at 800 people. And all of a sudden people start asking me, what you going to do? When will I be meeting? Are we going to have something? And so I felt kind of obligated. So we started. We started with networking events last May with Black Wall Street, and we moved on from there. We started with the show in March of 2009, and up to job fairs. We got more events coming up. So step by step, we keep growing and growing and growing. This is what I want to do now. We're going to go to a real short break.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, fly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Back, and you listen to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and our calling number is 347-326-9477. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. Press the number 1 if you would like to speak to our guest, or if you have a question or comment. I'm on a new computer tonight, people, and I'm sitting in the dark doing the show, and I saw this light on the computer because my computer crashed this morning. And so, like a little child, what do? I go over there. I said, what is that light? What is that button over there with that light on it? Push the button and disconnect myself. The lessons we have to learn. But here we are from 2008 and the forming of Chicago's Black Business Network to 2011, April 19th. Let's welcome my guest for this special jobs broadcast, Mr. Stanley Martin of ETS Events. Stanley, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Sonya. How are you?
Good. Did you think I was coming back?
I knew eventually you were going to come back to me.
Oh, the trials and tribulations. I guess if you fumble, you got to pick it up and keep on going. That's just a lesson in life. Now, Stanley, tell us a little bit, tell our listeners and all of us a little bit about ETS Events. What does ETS stand for?
ETS stands for Empower to Succeed. And we are an employment advocacy group, and we plan, facilitate, and coordinate community-based events. The purpose of these events is to provide a venue where we can provide quality, cost-effective, and empowering events to assist organizations in marketing and promoting their products and services to customers, to clients, and to the community as a whole. We also focus on primarily underserved communities that would otherwise have access to these type of opportunities, resources, and marketing opportunities. That's in a nutshell what we do. We do a lot of job fairs, we do resource fairs, we do networking events, we do arts and crafts, anything that can help provide resources, information, and opportunity to underserved communities, that's what we work on, that's what we do.
And when was your organization formed? When was ETS formed, Stanley?
We formed it in 2003. And actually, when I formed it, the way I began to form it was I was looking for employment. I was downsized and I was out of work. So I began to do a lot of research and got a lot of information and resources. And when I began to gather a lot of information and resources and then took a look at everything, I said, you know what, this information is vital and important to the community. Maybe there's a way I can pay this forward and share this with other people, because I knew what I went through to get the information, and I know maybe some people just didn't know how to get access to it, and I learned through trial and error how to find this information by, you know, going through different situations, by you know, long nights of research, days of standing out in lines, finding out things in the paper the day after something happened, or picking up a flyer off the ground or a business card, you know, out of the garbage can or something. And this is how I got my information. I said, well, this information is not available to everyone, so I want to make sure that if I know about it, that everybody that I know knows about it. So that's kind of how we found Empowered to Succeed, to be able to provide resources to empower people to make informed decisions and to have access to information and resources to become self-sufficient and improve their quality of life.
You listen to Stanley Martin of ETS Events, and like most things, I was trying to think of that saying. I think I finally got it. Necessity is the motherhood of invention. Most people don't take it all the way. They find this lack, or they find this this hole, you know, of necessity, but most people don't go ahead and reinvent it and try to fill it. But you made a decision to do it. In other words, you created your own business and your own job out of necessity, correct?
Yes. That's what I had to do. And when I began to look and see what was out there and what was available to me, I just felt, you know, almost a calling, so to speak, to continue to do that, you know, do this type of work. You know, as I got the information and began to share it, I said, hey, maybe this is, you know, my niche. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Because it came so, you know, after a while it just became so easy, you know. So easy in the sense I'm saying, you know, as far as I've been through it, I understood it. And so now it's not as difficult for me to know what channels to go through to get the information together. So.
I got you. You've trained yourself. You know what you're doing. And through it all, you just keep doing it. And you've been doing it since 2003, so obviously you enjoy what you're doing. Tell our listeners a little bit about the job fair last week.
The job fair last week, first I want to thank Reverend Sampson at Fernwood Methodist Church for allowing us to host it. Thank Chicago Black Business Network for working with me, and you, Sonya, worked with me on that event. It was a great event. We had some good vendors out, had about 100 people in attendance. We definitely want to reach out to more people and find more ways to continue to reach out to more people. But we had some nice organizations. We had Olivet there. We had the State Treasurer's Office there. We had organization ANLEC, which was hiring for tutors. We had Morality Builders. Mr. Perry Smith was out there, who's a CBBN member. He was out there doing some hiring for his organization. We had the Family Health Network, Harmony Health Plan. We had, you know, some financial services out there, some financial organizations. And I think that it was a great event from the standpoint of being able to network and collaborate and share resources and being able to get some resources in the community and give people access to information that they may not otherwise been aware of or familiar with.
Stanley, do you have the information of a lady from, I think her name is Darlene Rutherford, but I'm not sure, from the Treasury Office? With you there, I'm not sure. If not, we can get that information and put it on ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com. Because she, when I did stop at her table and visit her, she was also telling me about some microloans from the Treasury's office at some really fantastic interest rates. And I want to be sure that we remind ourselves to get that type of information out there, too. That's what we mean when we say resource. It's not only a job fair, it's a resource fair also. So if you could, maybe you can post her contact information, one of us, whoever gets there first, on ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com, because I certainly want our community members to know about those small microloans from the Department of Treasury.
Yes, I'll post it up if everyone goes to Chicago Black Business Network. com. Come on to Stanley Mars. I mean, I'm gonna post it to my page. So, and then I'll also email you, Sonya, that information. Lisa, her contact number, her name and contact number. So, that information gets to the members and out to the community, so we can take advantage of that.
That's great. That's great. Also, can you share when people listen? Some people get kind of discouraged trying to prepare to go to a job fair. Tell us, how do you prepare for a job fair? How do you get the most out of a job fair? I went to every table myself. I made some great connections. That's what I do. I'm a facilitator. I want to know how to connect that person with that person. But tell us, in going, coming through the front door, what should people do when they go to a job fair? Even before coming through the front door, Stanley, tell us how to prepare for a job fair.
I think the first thing that I think a lot of times people hear about it, hear about a job fair that's going on, and I think the first thing they think is they have jobs there, I'm going to go in. And even though I know that jobs are an issue and we are, you know, desperately seeking, you know, job opportunities and ways to, you know, provide for our families, I think the first thing, question we should ask ourselves when going to the job fair is, why are we going? What are we looking for when we walk in the door? We need to make sure that we've, you know, we're prepared from the standpoint of is that if you're seeking employment, seriously seeking employment, that you are always prepared. You're like the role player off the bench, and so to speak. You know, you can't just sit there and say, well, I'm never going to get in the game. You have to be the ultimate professional and always be ready for that moment. So can't come in unprepared. You can't come in and say, well, you know, I heard something was going on down here. What's going on? Because that could be your opportunity. That could be the moment where you're meeting destiny. So first thing I would say is, going to a job fair, one, why are you coming? Secondly, how can I prepare myself for this event? And you may need to, you know, speak to someone professional. You may need to speak to someone, you know, at the unemployment office, or you may need to speak to, if you have a counselor at school, or if you have, you know, an elder mentor, someone that, you know, you can speak to. But ask them, you know, how can I prepare myself for a job opportunity? So you want to be able to say, hey, you know, what do I need? So you may need, you're going to need a resume. You're going to need to be able to dress for the event to a degree. And I know sometimes things pop up. Maybe you don't have the clothes and whatever. Don't let that be a deal breaker. If you don't have the clothes, you just be presentable, wear what you can. You don't let the fact that you only have this in the closet stop you from coming. You know, but try to get a resume. Now, let's say, I know that sometimes in some cases, you know, if you don't have a resume, you don't have the clothes to wear, that should not stop you from coming to a job fair. Yes, you want to be prepared the best way you can be prepared. And if you don't have those things, that still doesn't stop you from going in and beginning to ask, go around the whole job fair and gather information, you know, because maybe you're not ready to interview that day, but you had an information to be able to follow up with those potential employers and those potential resources. So just because you feel you're not prepared or you're not ready, that's not a good enough reason not to show up at a job fair. You have to be able to transition. If you're not ready to interview that day, then you need to be ready to network that day. You know, if you're not ready, you know, if you're not ready to network, then you can be that person that kind of just breezes through and grabs business cards off the table, and you're going to follow up with these people afterwards. But don't just not come to the event because you don't have this or you don't have that, or you're not, you know, or you don't know what to say or you don't know what to do. You shouldn't feel intimidated. You know, just like, you know, you got to look at it like it's something that you need. You don't feel intimidated when you're hungry and you got to go to the store. You don't feel intimidated, you know, when you have to go out in public for whatever reason. If there's an emergency, you don't feel intimidated. Well, you have to view, you know, the job fair as your financial emergency. You know, you saying you need a job. You say you need a different career. So whatever you have to do to get the information that you need to improve your quality of life, then you have to, you know, find the courage to do that. So I want to kind of talk through that, because I don't want to give any type of cookie-cutter approach to job fairs. I can go through and tell everybody, you know, hey, you know, have a resume, dress for success, be ready to interview on the spot, have your elevator speech ready. All those things are great, but even if you don't have those things, and a lot of people that we, when we do events in certain areas, they don't have those things. They don't have the clothes. They're not ready to talk, you know, but at the minimum, you can come into an event, ask the employer what type of opportunity they have, ask the person that's providing the resource what type of resources they have, how can it benefit you, how can it help you, you know, improve your quality of life, how can it help you provide for your family. And then at the minimum, get the information, and then follow up. If you don't know how to follow up, then go find somebody to help you, you know, follow it up. Go to the unemployment office and say, I've got these, you know, employers I want to apply. You know, I want to apply for positions at these offices. These are the contacts. Can you help me apply? You know, go to, you know, the Department of Human Services. You know, go, like I said, go find, you know, if you have a mentor, you know, mentor, ask grandma, ask your uncle, ask your pastor, you know, ask your minister, you know, ask somebody. Somebody will be able to help you. But I want to encourage everyone, especially, you know, in communities that are underserved, to just come out and get the information. And you never know what type of resources are there that can begin to change your life for the better.
Absolutely. You listen to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and our guest this evening is Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events. And you can visit him at www.etsceo.com. And I'm Sonia Perdue, your host for this evening. Now, I agree with both of those approaches, Stanley. I understand both of them. Be prepared. Yes, you are absolutely supposed to do your best to be prepared. Yes, the resume, the dress, and all those type of things, the language of presentation, all those things should be in order. But if they're not, it is, I can't agree with that. You should go and pick up the resources and get prepared to contact them, have an understanding of who they are looking for and what it is that they want, so that you can be better prepared to approach them when you get ready. Now, also, Stanley, maybe it's an ongoing thing. You know, these things take a lot of time and a lot of energy. But for those who are prepared, there are free resume services, as you said, IDES, the Unemployment Service. There are a lot of companies and a lot of places who receive funds so that they can help you prepare your resume. There are a lot of organizations who receive funds to help you prepare to dress and to prepare your elevator speech, to discuss the type of questions that people ask you in an interview. It's just like everything else. I worked for an internet company, and there was a lot of geeks. They were young men, okay, and I was probably in my, who knows, 40s then, or something like that. And I was working for an internet company. Now, these people grew up in a different era than I did, and they grew up, you know, coming up on computers. So they, all these little 20-year-old somethings running around like they're geniuses because they knew a little bit more than me. Had to remind them, you weren't born with that computer. You learned it. Everything you know about all those servers, all those things that you know, you learned it, and anybody else can learn it too. So you have to, people have to get off their horses. Because the person interviewing you had to be interviewed, and they had to learn how to interview themselves. So
right.
You need to take that fear out of your heart. That's one thing. That fear is great. I taught career development a long time ago. So I'm not a spring chicken. And that fear is such a great fear, because at first I used to be afraid. I used to be afraid too. But no longer. I'm about to kind of cocky about it now. But as your skill level goes, as everything goes about it, you know, you can't interview me. We can have a conversation about it. But, you know, that's me. I'm older now. I have some experience. I can do two or three things. But you are not born learning how to interview. You just are not born learning how to fill out an application. I've heard people say they don't even know how to fill out an application. Well, someone had to teach you, me, and everyone else how to fill out an application, how to polish our resume, what to say in an interview, how to think about what we want to do in an interview, how to even think about our goals. We were not born with these skills. So all of these are important things that we say, Stanley, to remove the fear of all of it. You know, just go into it, because practicing, if I fail this interview, okay, it may have just been practice as to the next interview, as to what I'm not going to say, what I'm not going to do, and how I'm going to do it better. We're with Stanley Martin. He's our guest this evening. And now, tell us a little bit about why these job fairs should appeal to its prospective employers. Why should they send a company representative to a job fair?
Job fair is for an employer, for a corporation, for an organization, in my opinion, is a great opportunity to showcase your product, your service, your resource, your opportunity. If you have something that you provide to the community, if you have a customer base, if you have a client, if you have someone that you're trying to reach out to, which is part of your marketing plan, or if you're doing some type of community outreach, the job fair is a way where you can see maximum amount of people in a small period of time. You know, you'd be able to have the exposure. If you are a small business or a startup business, you can have the exposure in front of hundreds of people, and in some cases maybe even thousands of people, you know, at one time, and that gives you an opportunity to reach out to a maximum amount of people right then and there. Another thing it does is it can also help with public image. Sometimes a lot of the community, people in the community like to put a face, you know, to the business. You know, they may see you on the internet, they may see the commercial, they may hear, you know, on the radio, but to actually say, oh wow, this person is actually showing up in our community. Oh wow, this corporation actually is here. I can actually talk to a representative from Walmart or a representative from Target or talk to somebody from Amtrak. You know, that gives the employer, you know, if I could say, some kudos, you know, where the people are saying, wow, you know, these people are actually in my community, and they, you know, to a certain degree, they feel like the corporation cares about them, that they're not just a number. But job fairs are a great opportunity for a business to have exposure, and great opportunity for them to be able to get the word out to mass amount of people at one time. Specifically with our events, I mean, we're in areas where people are definitely looking and searching for opportunities, you know, for resources. People are sometimes not aware of different things that are going on, different opportunities that become available. So for an employer, for a corporation, it definitely could be twofold. You're out there sharing your resources and opportunities to people who in some cases may otherwise have access to it. And you're also providing, to a certain degree, community service, where you're actually reaching out to people and showing them that you care about, you know, their welfare. I mean, indirectly it shows they see you there, they see you present, and they kind of equate that to, you know, you care about what goes on over here. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You listen to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sonia Perdue. Our guest this evening is Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events. I go very fast on that, don't I? Now, absolutely correct. It does give some credence to that organization here you are on 100 and Wallace in the community, it gives more than lip service that you would send a representative out there. I do have concerns, and hopefully we won't find this going on with ETS, that people come just to give presents and not jobs. That's a great concern of mine, and we want to be sure that we avoid just the public relations part of it, mm-hmm. and we want to be a part of the actual you do have jobs type of event. So that's a very,
right.
very, very important aspect for me. But, yes, it does give lend some credit to that organizations that because many of them pay a lot of lip service as to what they do in the community, but we don't see you in the community, and we do not see your money in the community. So, but we do see our money going out of the community into your businesses, so we do need to see these organizations in our community face-to-face, front-to-front, hiring our people from across the Chicagoland area and the nation.
Yes.
What we're going to do, Stanley, is we're going to take a brief call, and then what we're going to do is let you come back and tell about your upcoming events. You're on the air with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. How can we help you? Do you have a question or comment? Hello?
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. This is Jewel Dixon, and I met Stanley at our summit recently, and I was impressed with all of the paperwork that he had, some of the things that he was saying in regards to going to most of these job fairs that they have with your resume and maybe just passing out your business card but not really coming there to actually submit and look for a job. That's happening. The main thing that he was saying, I really wish that would reiterate to a lot more of the employers that are coming out, is that the people may not be dressed the way they're supposed to at that time, but they may have their paperwork there. People have been looking for jobs for a long time, but they have their paperwork, they have their resumes, they maybe even have their business cards, and they should be taking them, they should be receiving them, they should be able to go home and then research some more. Or either
yes.
apply for those jobs.
Definitely. I agree.
I appreciate
totally.
Meeting you, too, Stanley, and I hope to see you again at the next one.
Definitely, Ms. Dixon. You'll see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I look forward.
Thank
you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your comment, Jewel. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Right.
You listen to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to go back to Stanley Martin. Now, Stanley, tell us about some of the other resources you have available through ETS for job seekers, and then tell us about your upcoming events.
Okay. Through ETS events, we do a couple of things, and everything that we do is centered around providing resources and information to the community. We have a newsletter that we send out on a monthly basis where we share job leads and resources and information about employment opportunities and about different resources that can assist individuals with any type of, information, resources they may need. If there are different types of programs going on, if there's anything, any type of giveaways that may be going on, any type of, resources, energy assistance, anything of that nature, we include that information. If we're aware of it, we include it in our newsletters, and we share the information with the masses. So we have a newsletter that we send out once a month, and sometime more frequently based on if there's a need or a demand for it. Also, we have a job support group that we do regularly, once a month as well, but we're looking to kind of step that up. And a job support group basically is what it sounds like, a support group where we can share best practices, resources, information, job leads. And we do this. This is a forum for people to actually begin to talk and communicate and dialogue about different struggles they have in finding employment. We also have the, you know, our job fairs that we continue to do. And we do those. We try to do one job fair a month as well. Now, for all this information to be on the website, www.etsceo.com, www.etsceo.com. So that would be on the website for people to access that. They can sign up for a newsletter online, and they can also see what type of information is being posted as far as job leads and our job support groups. The next job fair that we have is going to be Tuesday, May 17th, at Bond Elementary School, and that's going to be at 7050 South May in Chicago, Illinois. And we do that event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're going to have some great employees and great resources out there. We know that right now Chicago Police has confirmed, and Chase Bank has confirmed, and Harmony Health Plan, and Schneider Trucking has confirmed. So we're still looking to secure more vendors, but those are a few that have already confirmed for May 17th right now. And we want to continue to provide information and resources, employment opportunities, job leads to the community in hopes that everybody can find what they're looking for to be self-sufficient and improve their quality of life.
That's great. It's great work, Stanley. Would you repeat the date, the time, and the place for your next job fair for our listeners and your website?
Yes. Next job fair will be at Bond Elementary School, which is located at 7050 South May in Chicago, Illinois. That event is from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So that'll be Bond Elementary School, 7050 South May, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's Tuesday, May 17th. Additional information and resources can be provided on the website, www.etsceo.com. That's www.etsceo.com, where you can get updated information about the job fairs, the job support groups, as well as sign up for our newsletter.
That's great news, Stanley. We want to continue to reach out and share this information with people in our communities. And I know that you're going to hold some monthly sessions on and, you know, assist people even more. You're doing a lot of work out there, Stanley. We just workaholics, aren't we? We're just working, working, working. But somebody's got to do it, and you're the person for it. So we do appreciate that, Stanley. And we do look forward to doing some community collaborations with you in the future. And I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to have you back again real soon, Stanley.
Okay. Thank you for having me, Sonia.
Absolutely. That was Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events. I'm just speeding on that part. That was Stanley Martin, CEO of ETS Events. And you can visit his website at www.etsceo.com. I got it right that time. And we're looking forward to doing more and more and more in the community. I can't do it all by myself, so I'm asking Chicago's Black Business Network members to come forth with me and work with me. In the next 30 days or so, you're going to see about three or four more events that I'm doing in conjunction and in collaboration with some of my members, taking the helm, sitting at the table with them, creating the event and letting them roll out with it. You know, I can't do this all by myself, nor can you. But together we can grow stronger and we can do so many more things. And that's what we're going to do. Want to remind you to listen to Black Wall Street USA every Thursday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Ron Carter, chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago, is our host. He's also the publisher of South Street Journal. We've been on the air for more than a year, and we want you to join us in being a part of sustaining and increasing Black businesses in Chicago and across this country. If you missed the beginning of the show, remember our shows are rebroadcast on WJPC Chicago. That's www.jpcchicago.com. Thank you. Please visit our website for all the listings of our events. Just click on the events tab and you'll find everything that we talked about coming up. You'll see more information about the Remembering Harold Washington DVD testimonial, and we certainly want you to participate in that. Let's write our own history. This is our Chicago history. Let's write our own history. Thank you. I will be back with you on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for Black Wall Street USA. This is Sonia Perdue. Join us on ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com and touch the world. Good night, everyone.
It's a people problem.
That's you
people
and me. It's so easy.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, is people.
People.
It's a people problem.
People. Oh, if you open your eyes, see
the problem is people that live.
The problem is people
that's
doing me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you
agree.
When there's love, you feel the other person's heartbeat, and that heart becomes something that you want to take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
Open your eyes.
The problem is people that live.
The problem is people
that
you and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you'll
agree.
It's simple and plain. People purposely impose upon others their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people once again. It's a
people
problem. The problem is people that
live.
The
people
is up
that
if you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you'll
agree.
To some degree, we're all born equal. And then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
Open your eyes.
The problem is people that
live. The
problem
is people that you and me.